I'd already completely given up. I've been made to play musical instruments since I was a kid and I hated it. I'm sure that this is not for me.
Hello and welcome to this special Tama Drum Festival episode of Bum Zack. My name is Sascha Madsen and I speak with drummers on my podcast. My guest today is James Stewart. We talk about how he started playing drums, how he discovered music and metal. Have fun!
Der Schlagzeuger-Podcast von Sascha Madsen. Unterstützt von Tama.
Hello, James.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Sascha.
Congrats to your first solo performance.
Thank you very much.
I really enjoyed it.
I mean, I hope so. I mean, people seemed really into it, which was. To be honest, it was a shock for me.
Yeah.
Because this metal is, or this kind of music is, deliberately inaccessible.
Yeah.
So you don't want that. I mean, you do, but the sort of the style of it is also kind of meant to be abrasive, and you're not meant to necessarily. You're meant to terrorize your parents with it.
Yes.
You're not. So it's weird watching people actually come to see this and enjoy it, and I'm thinking, you're not supposed to enjoy this. What's going on?
Yeah, and I thought it was weird that everybody sat down and nobody was dancing or stuff.
I mean, I thought it was just great people stayed. I mean, without wanting to be, slagging off my style of music, I just thought, you know, that some parents and some plenty of quote unquote normal people, they're gonna come in, they're gonna see a song or two, maybe go, okay, that's all right, but it's not my thing, and leave.
Ah, okay.
And I'm sure plenty of people did that, but a lot of, I was just surprised that so many people stayed to the end, and everybody's been so positive about it. It's wonderful, and it's completely not what I expected.
Oh, okay.
It's completely not how I expected this day to go. So I'm English, so I don't have a particularly happy face, but I am extremely happy.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yes,
yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing to be so welcomed.
Yeah, 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 and you are. So what's the connection of you and Tama? So,
well, I actually signed up with Mitch Odonaka in 2012. So I've just stuck around ever since. And they finally found something useful for me to do.
So, like you said, you're from the UK. And how do you get into drums?
I got into drums at school. They were offering lessons.
Ah, really? How old were you?
I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
And, my friend signed up. So I thought, okay, fine, I'll sign up as well. just to have a go at something. Why not? Sounds all right. I'd already completely given up. I've been made to play musical instruments since I was a kid and I hated it. And I was just like,
okay,
I'm sure that this is not for me.
Okay. What instruments do you try?
Oh, I was made to play violin for years.
Oh, okay.
Never learned a single note. It's not. I didn't practice out of sheer rebellion. I hated it so much.
Yeah.
Made to try everything. Like, so it's a piano, of course, which piano is something I should actually try again because it was okay. That was the wrong time for me. But these days I'd be a little bit more open to that kind of thing. But it didn't have many applications to me and what I wanted to do as a child. So I didn't really get on with it or care.
Yeah, got it.
And those were the main ones. Some other like recorder. Again, talking of terrorizing parents, I don't know why anyone else, like, no one plays the recorder except to terrorize parents. I don't know why they thought that I should do that. That's on them. That's their fault. That's right. But what happened was, I, in the meantime, between not playing any of those instruments and being incredibly happy about it, and before taking up drums, I discovered metal music. And then I found I was really into metal.
Yeah.
straight away.
Which were the first bands you discovered?
Well, I mean, Limp Bizkit had the hit Rollin' when I was about 10, and that was kind of, that was billed as heavy metal or something. And, you know, when you're 10, whatever, fine. And then just a little bit of research and you find kind of Slipknot, Slipknot and System of a Down both had big albums out at that time. And it just kind of grew from there pretty quickly and pretty organically. So I had a bass of something. Oh, you can play drums in a band, or you can play drums and you can play this kind of music. So I had something to apply it to before.
Ah, okay.
So I didn't discover music through an instrument, which is, you know, if you're a kid and you're playing piano, that's probably how you discover something like Mozart or Bach, or how you discover music, whereas I discovered music and then discovered or something I could do to be a part of that music. Yeah. So that's why I think that is the difference between me and a lot of musicians, is that I was pretty sure from day one that there was something that I could apply it to and that I wanted to. So I'm a metal fan first and then a drummer, kind of.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, these days, obviously, as I've grown, that's a little different. But in the beginning, there was a very clear kind of number of steps where you
can just
join a band, or you can learn a metal song, play metal.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But why the drums? But you could have learned the guitar or the bass, or you could have sung.
Tons of kids were already taking guitar. And I think that was to me just a sort of another violin thing.
I can really.
I was just like, I've done my time with strings. I've done my time with the teacher pressing down your fingers too hard, and like I just.
Oh yeah, I'm all gone.
Like, and I can feel like probably I'm not going to be super into it. Like, I'll be into it for like a week. And they were offering guitar lessons before they were offering drum lessons.
Yeah.
And a ton of kids did that. Actually, a ton of kids like. Learned a power chord or learned the James Bond chord or whatever, and then stopped like the next week already. And just because my friend took drums and he was kind of really talking a lot about how good it was and how fun it was and stuff. So I said, okay, man, shut up. I'm going to do it. So I did it a little bit to annoy him.
Ah, okay. that's funny.
That's probably, I fell into this career just to annoy my 11-year-old friend. So, yeah.
And how were the lessons? What was the teacher? What was he doing?
He was great.
Yeah, that's cool.
Gary Bentley. I think he still teaches. He was fantastic because we kind of had an arrangement where he clocked pretty quickly that I was into metal. So we would do. Like every now and then we would do a jazz beat or a rock beat or something, and he would either I didn't have to practice it, I just had to learn it a bit, and I could just sort of go away and play my, as long as I was playing along to metal songs or whatever, or play, he didn't really care if I wasn't learning his stuff or following his curriculum, which I really appreciated, because it was the first time ever I was going into a music lesson and not getting yelled at for nothing.
Oh, okay, wow.
Well, he saw that I was into it, but he saw that also I wasn't kind of doing necessarily the things that he was teaching, but he thought, yeah, well, okay, we'll get there. And the other thing he did was, like, sometimes he would show me beats and then explain, like, oh, this metal song that you've been playing along with, that's that beat, but orchestrated a bit differently. So he was...
Yeah, that's cool. That's pretty cool.
He's really fantastic, and he... knew how to get me to do stuff without kind of killing my enthusiasm for it. So that's a, like, as a just a pedagogy thing, as a teaching thing, that's an amazing
good
skill.
Job. Yeah, absolutely.
So 10 out of 10 to him.
Yeah. Yeah. So was it your way to learn the drums, to listen to metal songs and play along with them?
Yeah, or what, you know, like, of course, like Nirvana, the Smells Like Teen Spirit stuff. Or actually, there was a challenge among the drummer friends of mine at the beginning to see who could play the song Brains Tube by Green Day properly. I don't know if you remember that one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I played kids, it a lot
kids,
of times.
Kids listening now probably won't.
Yeah.
But the main drum beat is da 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 da. So no kid could play it without doing three notes on the hi-hat.
Absolutely.
They couldn't separate the hands and feet, so the race was on to be the first person who could actually do it without, like, keep the quarter notes going.
Yeah.
So even those kind of songs, or, you know, who can learn Smells Like Teen Spirit the fastest, or...
Yeah. Yeah, but that's great. You have challenges with your friends, and that's a really good way to learn the drums.
We weren't thinking about that either, you know.
Yeah.
But it was. We were in a kind of atmosphere where that was, that was how we were kind of group learning without ever thinking about it. That was nice, and it's kind of what helped keep keep some of us going for years rather than weeks before quitting. Most of these guys have quit now.
Yeah.
But the other thing was, there was a local band school.
Yeah.
So every Saturday they'd kind of take kids and put them in bands. So I ended up in a kind of small band with some other kids, and we were learning songs, and they all had different tastes to me, so I had to learn a White Stripe song.
Okay.
And that was the first time I learned how to do acrostic.
Oh, okay,
Dead Leaves on the Dirty Ground.
Yeah.
So, and it was also like the first time I had to, like, you know, being a kid and stuff, you wanted to overplay or play like the fastest thing or the craziest thing, and I had to sit there and play acrostic. I had to play a Meg White part.
Yeah.
Which, again, she's a super underrated drummer, in my opinion. Yeah. I think she really does play great.
Absolutely.
She's kind of like, she gets the same stuff as Lars Ulrich for just playing, but, you know, the songs are always a hit. Like, Seven Nation Army is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't need any more than that on the drums. I think it's brilliant.
No, my opinion.
So, so being like, can we learn a Slipknot song? No, we're playing White Stripes.
and when do you had your first metal band where you can...
Oh, first metal band was when I was like 16.
Okay.
Then I was already going out to metal gigs and meeting people. And
Yeah.
So that was a whole different thing. That was the first time I was in a band where I wasn't put there by a teacher.
Yeah,
or where
okay,
I wasn't
yeah,
put there by,
yeah.
By an educator of some kind, yeah. But it all just kind of kept growing until I actually found myself in bands, and, you know, and then we started doing originals rather than covers and so on and so on and so on.
Yeah.
And then I got picked for my first pro gig, which was Vader.
Yeah. Through that,
I've had many sessions and many opportunities.
Yeah.
I was in Vader for 10 years.
And how old were you when it started?
I was 21. I was, 21 when I actually played my first gig.
Oh,
I was 20 when I did my audition,
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I finished school. I got my degree, and 2 weeks later I was on stage, something like this.
Oh, okay, amazing. That's great.
I mean, it was terrifying, but it was awesome, yeah. Actually, I was having flashes back to this today because it's the first time I've been this stressed since then.
Oh, okay.
Because it was a show, these names might not mean a lot to everybody, but it was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Katowice, which is a arena, Spodek, and I was on, it was Vader, Morbid Angel, Exodus, Morbid Angel, and Judas Priest.
Wow.
And this is in 2011. These Exodus and Morbid Angel were here much more regularly. Were much more active, and they were on a festival run, so it was big names.
And this was your first gig?
That was my first gig.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I remember I was having stress dreams for weeks. I realized I was having a similar kind of experience the last couple of nights before this, and I was just like, oh, yeah, that's how that felt.
Okay, yeah.
Like, oh. I haven't been stressed, that kind of stress, before a gig in a long, long time. And today reminded me of that a bit. But that gig also went fine. So.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So you were nervous today, weren't you?
Can I... yes. Yeah, I was totally nervous. Yeah, absolutely. I would have to be very confident not to be.
Mm-hmm.
I was also I was a very last minute confirmation.
That was,
And I knew that I was going to be on tour right up until this moment. So.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much. Like, I finished on Sunday.
Okay.
In LA.
And yeah. Then
had to come
okay.
With Kerim, who also introduced me. So we.
Yeah.
We both had to hightail it back. But he lives nearer than I do. Mm-hmm. So he could at least go home for a couple of days.
Yeah.
I came here. I decided to come here pretty much straight from LA with. Only a few hours stopping at home.
Yeah.
So I could just have all of my travel done.
Yeah.
And then, so I've been, honestly, for the last, or for a couple of days before this, I was just sleeping.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In a hotel, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've lost the topic of the conversation now.
No, I think we're done.
All right.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah, there's no problem. I hope it was informative. And
it
I did
was,
manage to get it through was. It without swearing. That's rare for me.
Fuck yeah. I love it.
Okay.
Thank you, James.
Not me.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Das war Bum Zack. Bis zum nächsten Mal.